Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it was nice to be back to gravel again and a little closer to home over in Scotland, up in the Aberdeen area direction. So yeah, we've been close on gravel a few times, but it was nice just to get it across the line in the Grampian of the weekend, and with good strong competition. We had Nicolai Gryzin was there, and Roussel and the Lancers. They're also competing in the World Championship this year. Elvin Evans and Scott Martin were there in the Toyota Yaris Rally 2, but as a demonstration car. But yeah, Scotty was sharing some times with us over the weekend. So yeah, it's very encouraging, the pace between us all, you know.
Yeah.
So it what the Rally 1's coming to an end this year, the Rally 2 cars will essentially be the pinnacle car of the sport next year. So it's good to see where our pace is at. You know, with not being in the car for I don't know how many months it's been now, you know, but yeah, it definitely took a little while to get readjusted to the what the car can do and the speed, and I suppose maybe the lack of aero in the car. With the car we're in this year, we have quite a lot of aero. When you're using the aero at its, you know, full potential, it can be up to 150 kilo of downwards weight. So you can imagine you can take corners a lot faster. But yeah, let's just say the test now, the first corner we came into, we soon realized we didn't have the aero and we had to adjust.
Very good. But listen,
So
hey, you've went on and you drove very, very well to take the one and that rally. But there was a bigger purpose for you competing there. Obviously, there was the rally too, but you're looking further down the line here at Scotland in 2027, because that's going to be a round of the WRC, Shane.
yeah, so earlier in the year, Scotland was announced as a championship round for the WRC for 2027, and the stages are, I'm not right sure, but maybe some of the stages we don't have the weekend will be part of the event next year. But when it's a WRC event, you could be traveling an hour and a half each way of where we were based in the Banbury area. So it's good just to get a feel for the lay of the land. Obviously collect some data, what the tire wear was like on the Hankook tires and stuff like that. So yeah, no, it was a good weekend's work and performance from us and our teammates Romit and Sim were there. So obviously M Sport will have their feedback and thoughts as well on the car, the event, the tires. So yeah, it's nice to be part of that process of gathering info for next year. And yeah, hopefully it'll be nice to be part of Rally Scotland next year.
Yeah, because there you are in Scotland and you're taking as much information from all different sort of sections of the car and of your performance and of the roads and everything, with the aim of being part of Scotland next year. But as we speak here, you still don't know if you're going to be part of the WRC series next year, Shane, which makes it a bit of a strange equation that you're doing all this, but you still don't know what's going to be happening come next year, 2027.
Yeah, I suppose it's like a funny situation. You're always, well, for me, you know, I'm always like trying to forward plan. I think maybe any sports person's the same when that's your livelihood. But no, we're just, I suppose you can go down that rabbit hole and easily get lost. But both John and I are just focusing on putting our best foot forward. And we had a good weekend in the Grampian and we enjoyed that. And our focus now is on Paraguay and Chile, because we still have 4 rounds left in the Rally One era and the World Championship. But yeah, we still have things to prove there to hopefully, you know, secure like a seat or a drive for next year. So no, we're both very determined, and yeah, there's still plenty of work left to do.
Obviously, there's been no sort of concrete direction in relation to what is going to be happening next year. But even though you guys have had a number of offs this year, there has been parts of the season where you have shown serious potential in the car, and it's those wee sort of nuggets that you're hoping will form part of something being sealed for next season, Shane.
Yeah, the both of us are very highly driven, and you know, you can easily come in and maybe just go around and get experience and such. But we wanted to try and, you know, find the limits too. And sometimes we went past the limit, and unfortunately, we were sitting on the side of the road a couple of times. But along with that, we also showed good flashes of brilliance in Croatia earlier in the year. We were able to be consistently in the top 3 times, you know. We got a faster stage time in Greece, and we did have little things that was kind of just hampering the process, like punctures. And you know, it's easy to say that, you know, you need a bit of luck, but also you need to find your own luck. So you just have to keep working hard, and there will be a day that everything will click into place, and you'll get that perfect Friday that we're really searching for at the minute. Because with the gravel rallies and the road positioning order, the next couple of rallies, we've quite a good road position. So if we can get a clean Friday, it sets us up well for Saturday. And you know, if you can carry good momentum on a Saturday, you're into Sunday, and sooner, yeah, you know, you're at the end of the rally end, so you're striving for a good result and performance. But our focus now is just to try and get a clean Friday and, you know, good performance, and just finish the rallies, because all that mileage is very important, Oisin. And especially like in Portugal this year, we missed the Sunday stages, and we missed out in iconic stages like Faf. So, you know, if we go back there next year, we're going to do it as, I suppose, essentially as rookies, and you're only getting that experience then. So it is very important to go hard, but it's also very important to get the mileage off the stages also. Keep doing what we're doing, and, you know, just show and provide more consistency as us as a crew. And yeah, hopefully going into 2027, you know, it'll be the same as this year. We'll have hopefully a drive for next year. And, you know, it's all these things don't happen without the support of all our sponsors and personal sponsors in the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy. You know, they're fully behind us. So yeah, let's hope we can do a good job.
So in saying that, you're going to spend now a number of weeks in South America with Paraguay and Chile coming up. This could be probably the most crucial part of the season for you guys, Shane.
Yeah, so this week's just about, we had three rallies in 4 weeks there. We had Estonia, Finland and the Grampian. So for me, this week was just about getting a bit of a break and getting back into a good training schedule. And I'm just going to start my prep for the two South American rallies now at the weekend and head down there. So we'll be down there for roughly about a month or so. We'll have a week off in between events just for a bit of downtime and to reprep. The team will reprep the car down there also. And yeah, hey, we're both looking forward to it. We've never been down that neck of the woods, or maybe that part of the world is better to say. But no, we're really looking forward to it, and it's going to be a new challenge. But that's the great thing about rallying is, you know, you get to go to these places and you get to drive one of these cars and see what you can do.
Okay then, Shane. Well, listen, you have a lot of prep work now to get organised for the next number of events. Four to go: Paraguay, Chile, Sardinia and Saudi Arabia. And fingers crossed, there'll be some information coming your way in relation to what's happening for you and John next year in 2027. And all we can do is wish you the best of luck over the next number of weeks. Thanks, Shane.
Thank you, Oisin.